You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to save audio message on iOS. What is this audio message that I'm talking about? I am referring to within your Apple Messages app. So have you ever been in a situation where somebody sends you an audio message via your Apple Messages that you may want to keep for various reasons? Maybe it's something's important. Maybe it contains a lot of information and you want to save that to play back later. Or maybe it's something sentimental and somebody's touched you, or it was one of those moments, oh, I definitely want to save that and keep it as a hard copy. As you may know or not know, that any audio message that comes through Apple Messages, well, here's the deal, is that by default, once you listen to it, it will self-destruct in 2 minutes. I know, that sounds crazy, right? Self-destruct. It actually does. It erases itself. Therefore, what it does is that it assumes that once you listen to it, you don't need to listen to it again. And to save your space on your iDevice, that it will go ahead and remove it after 2 minutes. So I'm going to show you how to change that in settings. If 2 minutes is too quick and you want to keep it a little bit longer, and in this case, and I'm going to show you how to save the audio message itself as a hard copy. And you'll probably want to extend this above 2 minutes just simply because it goes really quick. And if you don't do it within 2 minutes, it's gone. Once it's gone, you can never retrieve it back again. So first thing first, let's head over to Settings.
Settings.
And double tap to open it.
Settings.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to Messages.
Messages. Button.
Go ahead and do one finger double tap to open this up.
iMessage. Double tap to toggle setting.
I'm going to go by headings so I can find the area that I want to go to quickly.
SMS/MMS. Message history. Heading. Mentions. Heading. Message filtering. Heading. Audio messages. Heading.
There it is. Audio messages. That's the one I want to go to.
Expire. After 2 minutes. Button.
Now, as I explained before, it expires after 2 minutes. Now, to change this, just do a one finger double tap.
Selected. After 2 minutes.
Now, unfortunately, you only have two options here. You have 2 minutes.
After 30 days.
Or after 30 days. I know, right? Extreme. But those are the only two that we have to choose from.
Selected. After 30 days.
Now, in doing this, I will warn you, if you do get a lot of audio message, then it's going to take up space on your phone. So you may want to go back and forth on this. If you get too many, or if you're running out of space, it might be something to go back to and save it as 2 minutes instead. Let's give a little hint here.
When you send or listen to an audio message, it will automatically be removed from your conversation history after 30 days.
That's pretty much what we were talking about. And just to verify what that does exactly. Now that's been set, let's head on over to the message app.
Messages. Double tap to open.
Let's go ahead and open it. Now I'm going to head on over to a conversation I had with myself. This is the easiest way to show and demonstrate this podcast. So let's find my conversation.
Thomas, attachment, 1 audio file, 1/re/21. Actions and available.
There's a conversation. Go ahead and open the conversation.
Selected.
So essentially what I'm going to do is I'm going to send myself an audio message and then it'll come back to me. And then I'm going to show you how to save that as a hard copy. I'm going to go to the messages area.
Message, iMessage, text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words. Mentions.
Okay. To the right of this.
Record audio. Button.
Is record audio.
Double tap and hold to record audio. Lift your finger to stop recording.
And that gives us a pretty good hint there. So you do a one finger double tap and hold. Talk to it and then let go. We'll do that. Hi. This is a demonstration of showing you how to save an audio message on iOS.
Send. Button.
And I'll go ahead and send it.
Send. Messages. Your iMessage. Audio message received from Thomas. Attachment. 1 audio file.
And there it is. Okay, so there's the audio message itself. So once you give it a listen, you can go ahead and now save it if you want. Now, I'm going to show you a couple things here. It's kind of weird. I'm going to swipe up.
More.
There's the more. Swipe up.
Save.
Save. Yes, I realize there's a save button, but from what I've been reading from other people out there in the internet community is that this is a hit and miss. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It never has worked for me. So if it works for you, please let me know. So what we want to do, and this is kind of a workaround, kind of a pain in the butt, I agree, but if you are really wanting this audio message, this is the only way to do it at this time. So swipe up.
Copy.
You're going to do a copy. So we're going to do a one finger double tap to copy this. So go ahead and do that. Now it has been copied. Now what we need to do, we need to go over to an Apple app called Files. F-I-L-E-S, Files. So head on over to Files. I'll head on out of here.
Files.
And there's my files. Open. Go ahead and double tap that. Open it up.
Files. Browse. Back button.
Now, the most important thing, if you're in the middle of file browser and you're into something already, you'll hear this back button at the top left. Let's make sure that you don't have that back. If you do, just double tap until we get out of everything.
Browse. Back button.
Browse. Double tap.
More. Button.
And that's exactly where we want to be. So if you hear the more, you're in the right place. Now, I'm going to go swipe to the right until I find iCloud.
Browse. Heading. Search. Search. Locations. Button. Heading. Expand. iCloud Drive.
There's your iCloud Drive. Double tap that.
Selected. Browse. Back button.
And we're going to take a look and see what kind of folders I have here. I have created a folder called Audio Message, and that's where I'm going to put it.
iCloud Drive. Heading. More. Button. Search. Search field. Audio message, 12:04 p.m. zero items, folder. Actions
There's
available.
The folder that I've created. Yes, you can put this anywhere you want, really. You can place this almost anywhere if you have Dropbox, OneDrive, whatever your storage or choice is. In my case, it's iCloud. And if I want to put it into this folder, so this is the folder I want to put it in. So I'll go ahead and double tap to open this folder.
Zero items, 31.77 gigabytes available on iCloud.
So there's nothing there. So what we do, we're going to double tap and hold on an empty space on the screen. So obviously nothing is on this or in this folder in my case. So I'm going to go ahead and do a one finger double tap and hold.
Files pasted from messages.
File paste from messages. Yes, that's the one I want to do. So yes, we want to paste it here. Now two things to note.
Paste. Menu item.
That's the one we're going to use. However, one to the right.
New folder.
Is
menu
a new
item.
Folder. So if you're asking, where's the new folder option? That's how you create a new folder. Now, there's various ways of doing this, but I'm going to show you this way in this demonstration. So let's go back to paste.
Paste. Menu
and
item.
And double tap and paste.
Files pasted from audio message, 12:14 p.m., up arrow waiting, audio. Audio message, 12:14 p.m., up arrow 0 kb, audio. Audio message, 12:14 p.m., 36 kilobytes, audio.
And it uploaded right onto this folder. So let's take a look here.
Audio message, 12:14 p.m., 36 kilobytes, audio.
So that is a hard copy of that audio file. So now you have a hard copy. You can go ahead and keep it forever or put it in your flash drive or some safekeeping that you want to at any time go back and listen to it.
iCloud Drive, back done, button. Audio message, heading, play, button.
After I double tap the audio message, it brings it up. Now I can tap play.
Play.
Hi, this is a demonstration of showing you how to save an audio message on iOS.
And there we have it. That is how to save an audio message on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.